Welcome to Go Pro, How to Become a Network Marketing Professional by Eric Warren. You are now listening to CD4, which is titled Power Prospecting, Find People to Talk To.
All right. Well, we're back from break. And now we want to talk about one of the biggest fears, one of the biggest limiting beliefs in all of network marketing. And that limiting belief is, I wonder if I know anyone. Do I know anybody? That's the thing that starts or stops somebody from joining network marketing. Do I know anybody? That's the big limiting belief. That's the scary thing. Because if people feel like they know people that might do this, then they join. And if they don't, then they don't. A lot of people think, you know, I just don't know anybody. It's the craziest limiting belief I've ever seen. And Gina, just so you know, with your camera there, I'm going to be sitting right on your lap with it. When I come that way, we might have to slide it that way or maybe put it in front or something. Just know, because I'm going to be coming down there in 1 second. Finding people to talk to. Let me give you what the three different kinds of people. What are the three different kinds of people inside of our business? First group are the posers. Posers. Second group are the amateurs. And third group are the professionals. Okay? Here's what the posers do. We already talked about this. They make a mental list of three or four or five that will probably do this for sure. And then their whole business is based upon the response of those three or four or five. If they're lucky enough to get one of them, then they can extend their life for a very short period of time. Maybe they'll give them enough to make another mental list of three or four. And some of the posers were able to move into amateur ranks. The more we help set expectations properly for everybody that comes in, will really dramatically, right now, I don't know what the percentages are, but I would say the people who join our business, it's probably 2% professionals. What I mean by that is maybe they have experience, they've done something before, they have some belief, they have some skills, they come in. And probably, you know, 10% in the amateur ranks saying, you know, I really want to learn something. Which means like 88% come in as posers. You want to know the biggest challenge we have as a network marketing profession? Is that 88%. Now, what can we do as a group with that 88%? Educate them. Set proper expectations. Don't mislead them. Make sure that we're representing our opportunity, our products, services, appropriately, with enthusiasm. That we represent the financial opportunity, 1, 3, 5, or 7, instead of overnight riches and wealth. If there is an exception in your group, be quick to remind everybody else, that's cool, that's great, but let's make sure that the 1, 3, 5, 7 is in place so we don't kill each other by comparing our results with somebody else's results. So our biggest job, your biggest job, is to take the poser percentage of 88% and drive it down. And fill up that bucket with apprentices, amateurs, people who are engaged in the process of learning. Okay? Number one job, if you didn't focus on anything else, focus on that, brought in the expectations, and we got more people, at least in the apprenticeship program, then our chances of moving some into the professional ranks are great. But if we stay with the 88%, that means we have to live and die in the 12%. So you wonder why 90% of people who join network marketing leave network marketing. Is it network marketing? No. For example, if we were going to do a test to study the effect of a drug being created by some pharmaceutical company. And we had 100 people in that test. And we have pills for all 100 of them. And we want you to take one pill a day for 90 days. And we've got some are sugar pills, some are whatever. We're going to figure out the double-blind testing, and we're going to figure out the results and the effectiveness of this pill. But 90% of the 100 never take the pill. If 90% of the 100 never take the pill, only 10%, can you say that that pill is 90% ineffective? 90% failure rate. But yet that's what people do when they talk about network marketing. 90% came in and left. Well, yeah, they never came in. So yeah, they placed an order, but that doesn't mean they're learning a skill. So when people say, well, I hear most people fail at that. I say, no. Most people that engage don't. Most people that come in with a lot like a lottery ticket do. We're not those people. See what I'm saying? I'm trying to get your head straight with this. Because it can mess with you, right? I had 500 people join my group, and I've got 50 left. What happened? Well, what happened was people came in as posers, and then they left as exactly what they are. What you have left is that 12%. Some are pros and some are amateurs. And you know what? Our job, drive down the posers, fill up the group of apprentice people. Make sense? So posers make a list, mental list. Thank you. They talk to a few people. Either they say yes or they say no. Amateurs. Here's the thing, for you amateurs, you apprentice people, my friends in this audience, the thing that scares most amateurs is I'm going to run out. I'm going to make my list and I'm going to run out. And I will tell you, until I learned this skill, I actually really did run out. It took me 3 years to run out. And I ran out. Everybody in the universe knew what I was doing. I talked to them 7 times. I mean, I'd called old teachers from high school. I mean, I'd done it all, man. Everything that you haven't done. And I ran out. And what happens with an amateur is, here's what happens. They make their list and they're excited. Let's say their list contains 100 names. They make their list. Okay, that, this box, in their view, is their business. That's the full potential of what they have available to them. That is it. And it's a finite thing. It's in this box. It is what it is, right? And you see, well, somebody else has higher quality contacts. That's why they're doing better. Their box is better than my box. You know, they've had success before. Their box is better than my box. You know, they're influential. Theirs is better than mine. But here's what happens. They talk to the first person. They say no. They talk to the second one. They talk to the third one. They talk to the fourth one. They talk to the fifth one. And this box starts to drain. And as it goes down, their anxiety goes up. Oh my gosh. You know, I got a few people to join, but I was so bad, I scared them away. I grabbed them and said, we're going to make a fortune together. And they went, ah, and they ran away. You know what I mean? Remember some of those first people you were so overly aggressive with, so over-enthusiastic with, that they just got a little bit freaked out? And they say, well, I screwed that one up, and now my box is damaged. I lost that chunk, and they went and told all their friends, so I can't call their friends anymore. Oh my gosh, down you go. And you move down this list and down this list. You got 20% left, 20 left. You've gone through 80. Breathing shallow. I wonder if this is for me. I've talked to everyone I know. What am I going to do? I've signed up a few and they quit. And I signed up a few more and they quit. You know, they say that there's 3 pearls out of every 100 oysters. All the my pearls must be in the bottom because I haven't found any yet. I've been shucking these things. Can't find them. You might have found the pearl. You just weren't there at the time in order to be able to really help them see what they needed to see. Because you're brand new, right? Brand new. You don't know. Take some time to develop some posture. Take some time to do this without creating collateral damage, which we'll talk about. Collateral damage. Emotional damage to your circle. We can talk to you about how to correct some of that. And then you just go, boop, 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 boop. Gone. Oh, crap. It's gone. My list is gone. My business is gone. That's what amateurs think. Okay? That's the amateur philosophy. Now, what professionals do is completely different. Where's my notes? Over here? Is it up here? It's up here. What professionals do is they make a written list, and then they decide to never stop adding to the list. And I'm going to teach you how to do that. How to never stop adding to the list in a way that's comfortable for you. You ever hear the book Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive? Yeah. Harvey McKay? Well, Harvey McKay is a friend of mine. I did an interview with him last week. You'll see it up next week. And it was so fascinating. At age 18, his father sat him down and said, Harvey, from today and for the rest of your life, every person that you come into contact with, you're going to get their contact information, and you're going to find a creative way to stay in touch. And he's done that for the last 60 years. He's the most connected individual I know by far. These aren't Facebook friends. These are real connections. These aren't Twitter buddies. They're real connections. And his list, his Rolodex today, his real list of contacts that he could reach out to for anything in the world is about 13,000, 12,000 some, 12,800 of real human beings that he's found a way to stay in touch with over the years. And I'm one of those. You know, one of 12,000, whatever. Now, that is what professionals do. Professionals, they make a list. One list. And step one to making this list, I'm going to give you a bunch of steps on how to build a list and how to never run out. So number one, you're going to build your list. Every person you can think of, and I'm going to ask everybody in this room, I know you've been in for a while, I know you've done this, some of you have different levels of history, make a new list. Make a new one. Start fresh. The only people that don't go on the list are people that are in your business. Everyone else goes in your list. Everyone. Everyone. Do you understand what I meant when I said everyone? Everyone. If they're negative, put them on your list. If you hate them, put them on your list. If they're your best friend, put them on the list. If they said never network marketing, don't ever bring it up, put them on your list. If they're 98 years old, put them on your list. If they're 5, put them on your list. I'm dead serious. Why? You know why? Here's why. As you empty your mind out on paper, it will make room for more ideas to come. And when you write down my nephew, da-da-da-da-da, you go, oh, the little circle around nephew Jason is going to have other people that you're connected with. It's going to trigger your mind. And all these 6 degrees of separation are going to become apparent to you. And you're going to start filling it out and filling it out. And you're going to think about everything you've ever, every organization you've ever been in, every group you've ever been a part of, everything that you've ever done. Make a list. And it should be comprehensive. It should be in-depth. And it should, here's what I want to tell you, it's going to end up being hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. But what you want to do when you're getting somebody started, Don't make them wait for the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and before they create a game plan. Get them started with the first 10 and the next 10, and let's get some things going. But while we're doing this, we're going to keep adding. This is a living, breathing thing. My best advice is get a journal just for your list. And just use a journal. You can do electronic stuff if you want. You could use your Outlook. You could use your whatever, you know, contact management software that you have. But if you had a journal that was with you at all times and you just kept adding names to the list and kept adding names to the list and you always had that there, you could transfer it to some electronic thing at some point. But add and add and add and add and develop the muscle of every day we're going to add to this list. We're going to think about it. Who knows this person? Here's a trick in your mind. Think about your parents, for example, if they happen to be still alive or if they're not still alive. And then now, who do your parents know? Think about that group. And then think about who do those people know? And think about that group. It's a different group than who you know, even though you still know them. Does that make sense? Now, I'm not saying what we're going to do with this list yet. We're going to talk to them in the next session. This is just building a list, building your database, building your influence. You're going to make a list and you're not going to prejudge no matter what. Two, you're constantly expanding the list. This is an active what I call an active candidate list. Active meaning constantly growing. Active meaning a work in progress. Active meaning it never ends. It continues to expand. Let me talk to you about social media. There's been more mistakes in social media and network marketing in the past 2 years than any other profession. A lot of our friends have done a good job giving us a black eye going out there and talking to perfect strangers and sending them messages and posting stuff on their wall and spamming them and doing all the stuff that they've been doing, blasting email lists. That is not how to win friends and influence people at all. But is Facebook a useful tool to find people that you have connections with? Is Twitter a useful tool to communicate with other people in the world? Whatever it is, I'm using these as examples, and I promise you, very shortly, people are going to look back at this audio program and say, when did they record this? Facebook? Are you kidding me? It's like MySpace, you know? It's just moved on. But these social media tools have given us ways to find people. You can type in a name, and you can find a lot of people. Quickly, contact information, what they're into, interests, hobbies, all that stuff. But never, ever use the medium itself to try and recruit or to prospect. Ever, ever, ever. It's a way to connect only. And don't think that you, because you have 5,000 friends on Facebook, you have 5,000 on your list. You don't. Stop it. Well, I asked a question a few days ago. How many people on your Facebook friend list have you ever talked to on the phone? That's your list. But can you go in there, look at their interests, look what they're up to, look what they're posting, see what they're doing, and then get them on the phone, talk to them about something, and as you have a conversation with another real human being, can you add them to the list and think about a time at some point in the future when you can come back and have a conversation about building the future? Answer is yes. But don't do it through the Facebook messaging, and don't do it through SMS or Skype or anything else. Get them on the phone, have a real conversation with another real human being, and differentiate for yourself from the rest of the shortcut kings and queens in this world that think that social media is going to give them a shortcut to the future. Anybody who tells you that is selling you something. They got some system they're going to sell you. Attraction marketing. Please. I'll show you attraction marketing. Become something attractive. And then talk to people in real life and with some genuine sincerity after you've built a relationship. Talk to them about what might be an option for them. Have some respect. Hi, nice to meet you. I've got this great opportunity. Go to my website and use my code. Stop it. It's so gross. It's the grossest thing ever. People do it to me. They go to the Network Marketing Pro fan page. And they do it to me. I'm like, you clowns, stop it. I've tried to figure out a way to ban them. I can't figure out how to ban them. There's got to be an app for that somewhere, doesn't there? But social media, can social media help you grow your list?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you go to classmates.com and find everybody you ever went to school with? Yeah. Can you go to Facebook and type in just about any name and pretty much find a way to make a connection and then have a phone conversation, find out what's going on? Try not to prospect them in the first conversation. Just connect. Put a little tickler to say, you know, a month from now or 2 months from now, I'm going to call so-and-so back and say, you know what, we were talking about this. Let me talk to you about something else. You know, keep it off the platform. But is it a useful tool? Wow. Unbelievable useful tool. It's helped me connect with more people faster and easier than any other method that I've ever had. But then it comes to real conversation. Social media. Number four, raising awareness. I will tell you this. Most of you have met people that are not on your list today. Not necessarily today, but I'm saying in this room, but I'm saying in the hallway, in the cab, when you're having lunch, the person who brought you your food, the bellman, the doorman, where you got your gas, all kinds of places. And the professional raises their awareness, and they get the contact information when that happens. The amateur's just going through their day, la, 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 la. What people? What people? I don't see any people. The professional says, you know what? You're sharp. Jeff, do you have an email address or something? There's something I might want to chat with you about later. You know, if it's men and women, women or men, you want to be careful. It's not a come on. I'm not here to try and hit on you. You know what I mean? Make sure people feel safe. But give them a compliment and ask for an email address. That's, to me, many times much easier than asking for a phone number to make a first connection. People like that little bit of a barrier to be able to do that. But how hard would it be to raise your awareness and add two people a day to your list? Now, is two people a day to your list going to happen automatically? Nope. But if you do two people a day, that's 300 people a year. And I almost never prospect somebody the first time I have an interaction with them. Almost never. Some people do. The amateurs, oh, I got to tell you about my product. You got to try this. You know, you got to try this thing. You got to, you know, here's my thing. And here's, you know, they dump the stuff. Here's my tool. You know, please. Wear this home, you know. They go crazy. They meet somebody at the health club and they quickly become known as that person. Just make friends. Get their information. Put them in your list and then you'll come up to a situation where you control the environment. The environment isn't controlling you. And you can say, you know what? I remember seeing you, and I remember being impressed by you, and there's something I want to chat with you about. You know, you can have control of the situation, right? Two a day, every day, two a day, add to your list, two a day. Grow your list by raising your awareness to the people you're already meeting. Number five, network on purpose. Here's what professionals do. They network on purpose. The other thing that was really powerful to me about the Harvey McKay interview was he said at age 21, his dad sat him down and said, you know, look, son, from today forward, I want to see 25% of your life dedicated to volunteerism. 25% of your life, starting today at age 21. And he said, okay. And he started, and he joined the Chamber of Commerce, and he joined the, you know, he helped with the cancer awareness program, and he rang the bell outside of the, you know, downtown Minneapolis where it's 20 below for Salvation Army, and he did the food shelves, and he did the food drives, and he did the Thanksgiving things, and he just started. And he's done that to today. The Mall of America is built because of him. The Metrodome is built because of him. I mean, he's done so much for the university, it's unbelievable. He's raised so many millions. At age 78, at 20 below zero Fahrenheit, he's standing out in downtown Minneapolis ringing the bell for the Salvation Army. Not just giving money, giving time. Now, I asked him, what was your biggest benefit from this? Because, gosh, what did that do to build your network? He said, well, it did a lot to build my network, but it makes me feel good. That's my legacy. My legacy is why I did it. But yes, did it help my business? Sure, I didn't do it to help my business, but it helped my business because I got to know everybody. The other thing he did is he networked on purpose. He got to know all the bankers in town at age 21. He went and met with them, had lunch with them. All the bankers, the attorneys, the pastors, the business owners. He networked to all these different people on purpose with nothing to ask for, just to network. Got to know everybody. So when he did need to make a call, it was an easy call. Because here was that kid that networked around. Networking on purpose. Adding to your list, whether it's giving back, benevolence, getting involved in your community, that will have a positive impact on your business. I'm not saying do it for that, but I'm saying you'll find great joy in doing it, and then you'll also see, oh, this didn't hurt my business at all. If I took 25% of my life and I gave it to volunteerism, it didn't hurt my business at all. It helped it. So, really, interesting. It was inspiring to me because, you know, I've got my giving goals, but I didn't have my time goals. When it came to volunteerism, I thought that was really interesting. And I also found it interesting to see how the networking on purpose mattered. Getting to know people mattered. So those are five things. And here's the big thing. See how all these names got crossed off on the list? The only time somebody's name gets crossed off on the list is if they join. That's the only time. Amateurs give this all or nothing presentation. Some will, some won't. So what next? You don't join, you're dirt on the bottom of my shoe. I heard about people like you. I'm done with people like you. You people have lost your dreams. Goodbye. Stay part of the mindless hordes that populate this world. You laugh, but it's pretty close. Maybe not those words, but it's the feeling that they got. It's like, what do you mean? My timing wasn't right. I just got this new job, or I just had this thing happen, or whatever. I just started a business. I borrowed money from everybody in my family. Dude, back off. My timing wasn't right. They give this all or nothing approach. Either join or you're dirt. Professionals don't do that, do they? No. What professionals do, they know a no isn't no. It's not now. No matter how it's said. All the no is a not now. So if I go talk to Ron and he says, you know what, it's not my thing. We go through whatever objections as to why it's not his thing, whatever. And it's a real no. It's, to me, it's a not now. All right, Ron, I'll stay in touch with you. I'll let you know how it's going. He's going to say, okay. And I put a little thing in my list. Stay in touch with Ron. Make a few notes. Because there's people that are going to show up in your company that you knew that said no to you. And 3 months later, their whole world changed, and they became open to an opportunity. And they showed up in somebody else's downline. And there's nothing worse in the world than seeing somebody you know walk across stage as a high income earner in somebody else's downline. It is brutal. It's no fun at all. You're counting all those lost dollars. So I'd rather save you that pain. And understand, find a way to stay in touch. Find a way to stay in touch. Find a way to stay in touch. Some of the most powerful people that are inside of our professions, professionals today, said no for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. After hearing about it every 3 months or so for that period of time. I'm not saying waste a lot of time. Stay in touch. Find out what's going on with their situation. But never take them off your list, ever. The negative people, I'm going to talk to you about them in the next session. But the negative people, I love having fun with negative people. In your mind, find the most, make a list of the most negative people. The most negative person you know. Come up with that name. Put that name secretly on your pad someplace. And then decide you're going to prospect that person. And say to them, look, you're the most negative person I know. And I mean that as a compliment. I'm involved in a business, and if anybody could pick this thing apart, it would be you. I want to give you the facts. I want to introduce you to some people, and I want to see if you can shred this thing. I want to see if you can tear it apart. I want to see if you can poke it full of holes. If anybody can, it's you. What do you say? Their eyes will get this big. Yeah, bring it to me. I have a secret about negative people. I'll tell you a secret about negative people. You know what the secret is? They had their heart broken at some point. They got their hopes up, and then they got their hopes falling right out from underneath them. So you got to make sure that you don't let toxic people into your life. But I will tell you, the negative, toxic people mostly had their hearts broken. They want to hope again. They don't like living in that space. It's just become part of their brand as a defense mechanism against life. But it's not their real soul. So maybe shift the way you look at them a little bit to help them go from here to here. Okay? So from now on, nobody goes off your list unless they join. It's just a not now. I want to hear your 20 years from today story. I talked to them for 20 years. And then they finally joined and they're my number one distributor now. Wouldn't that be cool? You're going to be 20 years older anyway, right? All right. This is good stuff? All right, good. Let's talk about the prospecting mindset. We're going to talk about specifics of what to say to people, but first we got to get what your head's right. This is the biggest thing. People get really messed up thinking about this process of prospecting. The first is posture. Your posture. How you carry yourself. How you show up. What you have. Why do you think I talked earlier so hard about what we have in the network marketing profession? Why it's so amazing compared to what anybody else has in the world? Because I wanted to tool around in your head a little bit and get you to stand a little straighter. I wanted you to recognize that the person that has the title at the job is not the free person. You are. The person that's a business owner is not someone who is a pillar of the community. They are in bondage to the burdens of that business. I want you to see them for how they're really living. Oh, but you don't understand. They have a big house. You know what? They have a big mortgage. And they're probably a little bit behind on it. They got big mouths to feed. You look at the person in sales, well, they're a superstar salesperson, you know, They're in bondage to that sales cycle and the lifestyle that they've created, and they can't get out of it, and their ego won't let them, and they're stuck. We can help them. The blue-collar person that's going to get tired, that says, no, I'm good. I like what I'm fine. for you to really see what you have versus what they have. Now, if you'll buy into becoming a professional, an apprentice becoming a professional, then you can really sell a dream to them. If you don't, if you're in the hope to get lucky camp, then you know, they're going to see that coming. So, posture is number one. You have the gift. Write this in the first person in your notes. I have the gift. They may not recognize it right now. And that's okay. They might not recognize the gift at this moment. But that's my job. That's why I get paid the big dollars, is to take people who are blind and help them see. That's what I do. That's my business. So the posture is, you have the gift. What I see most people doing is they go out and apologize. I know it's network marketing, but I want you to, you know, check this thing out. They beg. Please, just look at it. Please, please, will you just look at it? Please. Come on, you're my friend. Please look at it. Please. We just try the product. Just try it. Just come on. How can it hurt to try the product? Please, just try the product. Do it for me. Come on. Please, please. Please, 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 please. Nobody's tried it at all. You just hold your hand out and I can rub a little on your hand. You know what I mean? Think it's not happening? It's happening, especially from the posers. The posers are desperate to get somebody involved in their business, because if they don't, they're out. They know they're on their way out and they lost their $400. They don't want to do that. So they want to quickly transfer the $400 to somebody else before they leave. You have the gift. People are searching like never before in the history of the world for real answers to their cash flow challenges and their lifestyle and their freedom. They don't feel free today. They're cynical because they've heard it all before. Don't you tell me this stuff. Don't you get my hopes up. Our job is to say, you know what, I understand where you're at. But that's why I'm here, to get your hopes up. One more time. To let you see a different vision for your future. One more time. That's what we do every day, right? Every day we get in people's face and say, no, 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 no. That's an illusion. This is reality, and reality is better. Let's show you how we can get there. It's going to be hard while we do it. And it's going to be a transition. It's not going to be easy, but I've got something here. Part of the posture is acting as a consultant. If you're acting as a consultant, if I hired James to be a life consultant for me, okay? Then I said, James, here's all my issues. I got this, and I got this, and I got this, and I got this problem, and this problem. And this is out of balance, and here's what's going on with everything else. And he sat back, and I said, James, what do I do? How you would answer that question and how you would talk with me is how you need to talk to a prospect. Do you feel that difference at all? Acting as a consultant, as a coach, as a friend. So, well, you may want to try this, and you may want to try that, and this clearly isn't serving you over here. This isn't helping your life. You know, so let's take a step down this road and let's take a step down that road, and maybe we should examine this. So if I'm talking to Paco, and I know what's going on with Paco and he tells me about his life, my consulting to him is say, Paco, let's just look at this together. Here's what I looked at. Here's what I know you're looking at. Let's take a look at what could possibly be an alternative to help you get the same kind of freedom that you're looking for, but without the drama of what you're dealing with right now. It's different than saying, you know, hey, do you keep your career options open? You know, it's different than, you know, coming up with some canned pitch, would you like to get rich? I'm not acting as a consultant, I'm acting as predator. Most people in prospecting, their posture is the world is prey, they are predator. And the prey feel it. And when the prey feel it, they go, no, not me, buddy. Go get somebody else into your program. I'm not feeling it. Okay? So posture is you have the gift. Protecting from collateral damage. To get away from the no friends left club. And this is a big part where I talked about earlier. You're going to need to forgive yourself if you've done this already. If your market's a little scarred here and there on your list, there's big scars of people you're scared to call again because you went out with enthusiasm, messed it up. It's okay. Part of your journey. You're going to add 2 people a day. You're going to have what? 300 people a year. 500 people to 600 people a year. You're going to be adding to your list every year anyway. You're going to learn and grow, and there'll be time when you can come back. If they didn't join your business, they stay on the list. Some got a little crispy, and it might take a year before you can get back there. It's okay. Some you can get back to right away and say, you know what, I screwed up. I'm sorry. I went to this training. I was doing it all wrong. I did it with a good heart, but I was doing it all wrong. You give me one more chance because I think you deserve to at least know really what this is all about. Fair? So, protecting from collateral damage. Mostly, posture is the one thing, and family's going to mess with your posture more than anybody else. Your friends are going to mess with your posture. Don't you give me that posture. I know who you are. Don't you talk to your mother like that. You know what I mean? So they're going to mess with you a little bit on your posture. But the collateral damage, I think one of the big reasons people don't want to join network marketing is, beyond the poser, amateur, and professional categories, is what if I bring some people, you know, I join, I bring some people in, and then it doesn't work out for them? What happens to the neighborhood cookout? You true? I mean, that's an issue, right? The issue is you want to make sure that you have a consultant posture, that you're finding out what people really want. We have to drive down the poser ratio dramatically in your friends and family. And you literally say, by setting the expectations, if you set the expectations properly, you're going to be okay. And I would even say set them a little harder with your close friends and family. And say, look, if you're not really going to do this 10 or 15 hours a week, it's probably not a good idea. As much as I'd like to have you. If you only have a mental list of 3, 4, 5 people that might do that too, it's probably not a good idea. You know, I would rather you not join. But if you set the expectations properly, and we drive down the poser ratio, collateral damage goes away. Because now, we got a 1, 3, 5, or 7 year time frame. It's not 1, 3, 5, or 7 days. It's 1, 3, 5, or 7 years. We can show them a longer term path. It becomes part of everybody's life. It's not about the hype of having it fly through the church or fly through the neighborhood or fly through the office inappropriately. Just needs to make sure we keep it professional, we keep it appropriate, we keep it in its own box, and we set proper expectations. You see, if you did that with every person that you brought in, what that would do to the collateral damage issue? Also, make sure that you're acting in someone's best interest. I don't know what the buy-in for your company is or any of that kind of stuff. If you feel like something is inappropriate for someone and you're pushing them to do something that's inappropriate for them to do, just don't do it. Long term, it's not going to give you the benefit that you need. That's going away largely in most companies around the world, but I will tell you it still exists in some companies around the world. Just act in people's best interest and be a long-term friend. So the collateral damage issue really is expectations, 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 like crazy, and keep a solid posture. And part of that posture is you, as a apprentice becoming a professional, letting them know, you know what? People are going to come and people are going to go, but I'm going to be here. And then living up to that. Don't be that person that said, what are they doing now? What's Ron doing now? Oh, no, he's not doing that thing anymore. Well, the message that goes to that person is, well, next time somebody else talks to me like that, they might be only last 90 days, so then I'll be stuck by myself, and how am I going to build a business? Next category under the prospecting mindset is understand this is a sorting business, not a convincing business. We're not here to twist anybody's arms. No pressure, no drama, no arm twisting. A great example I've heard, some of you probably have heard it, made its rounds around network marketing professionals. There's three kinds of people: red apples, green apples, and rotten apples. Yeah? Red, green, and rotten apples. Red means it's ripe, they're ready to go. You have to search to find. Green ones means they're not ripe yet, they're not ready to go. And rotten means it's not good for this, they got too much brain damage from life. They bought somebody else's story and they've just decided, I'd rather live with that story than go through the pain of living something new. So focus, understand, the biggest thing that you have to get solid with is understand out of 100 people, most of them aren't available to you right now. As much as you want it. Gosh, I don't understand. Why don't people see? Because they don't. And if they all did, you wouldn't make any money. So be glad that they don't all see it. Does that sound crazy? Be glad that the world doesn't understand network marketing. Because if they all did and they all joined, it would be over for us. They wouldn't pay us the millions. Companies wouldn't have to. The fact that people are stuck in the matrix is what makes the opportunity work for us. Most aren't available. Once you accept the fact that 70 out of 100 at least are not available to you right now on your list, even the ones you think for sure are going to do this, then you've got to go, okay, out of the next 10 people I talk to, I've got to get rid of 7. You know, keep them on the list, but I've got to get rid of 7. Then I'm going to take the 3 to the next level, and we'll see if they want to be posers, amateurs, or pros, and we'll see. Try and drive down the poser ratio, and off we go. 30 have a chance of being a suspect, you know? Somebody that might work in this business. Max. Now, those ratios might be different for your products. I'm just talking about business builders. You know, there are products that are open for everybody, of course, and you can continue to grow down that road. As if you haven't seen the Nathan Ricks interview on Network Marketing Pros, the first one I ever did, go back and watch that. He's earned $40 million in 20 years. And one of the things he talked about, which I really liked, was this clock dial. This clock dial. And the clock dial looks something like this. You've got high noon. 3 o'clock. Something has changed in your life, and you're the only one who knows about it. Something has changed at your job, and you're the only one who knows. Nobody else in the world knows. Your family doesn't even know. Everything looks the same, but other than you know, something's changed. Okay? That's group number one. 6 o'clock. Now other people know. Now it's throughout the rest of the company. Now your family knows. Now everybody's panicking a little bit. You still have your job. You're still driving the car. You're still at the house. You haven't let go. You haven't gotten small yet. You haven't let go of all the trappings, but you know you're involved in the mortgage business, and all of a sudden the mortgages stop. First you know about it, and then they all stop. Other people start knowing about it. People in the know, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Oh my gosh. 9 o'clock is the whole world knows. Whoa. High noon is you being totally ready for an opportunity to show up. Ready for a change, ready to do something new, ready to make something happen. ready. And what Nathan talks about in the interview, and I encourage you to look at it, is talk to enough people that you find enough at high noon that your business gets easy, versus trying to take somebody at 3 o'clock that won't let go of what has changed. They're not ready to change yet. Don't try and get people at 3 o'clock to be at high noon. Now, if they did, they'd be the smartest people alive. If something changed and they're the first one to react to it, they're the smartest person alive, but very few people are built to be able to be that adaptive. If somebody's at 6 o'clock, don't try and make them at high noon. If they're 9 o'clock, don't try and make them at high noon. Talk to enough people that you find people at high noon. And when you find somebody at high noon, you don't need to talk to them for 5 minutes before they're saying, oh, hey, we got to talk more about this. All the indicators are lined up. And what most people do is they spend way too much time trying to get other people. Come on, be at high noon. Be at high noon. Be at high noon. Well, that's their process. That's why people never fall off your list, because you're going to keep waiting, and 3 months later it might be high noon for them. You don't know what's changed. The first time you talked to them, they might have been at 3 o'clock, and something changed, but they weren't telling anybody. The second time you talked to them, they're at 6 o'clock. Other people know, but it's not available to the whole world yet. Then you talk to them the third time at 9 o'clock, their business went under. And they lost their house, and they lost their car, and they're looking for something to be figure out how to rebuild their life. Then they click over to high noon, and they're ready to go. If you understand this, we say we're sorting, not convincing. That's kind of a cliche. We say it a lot. But really what we're saying is talk to enough people that you find people who are ready and receptive to listen to your message. Instead of talk to a few people and convince and convince and convince and convince. Come on, pay attention. Take those blinders off. Take the red pill. Don't take the blue pill. Don't be stupid. Come on. We get them. Wait for people to hit high noon and then go there. That's the easiest path. That's some of the best advice I've ever heard. Next is it's not all or nothing. Keep the door open when you talk to them. We talked about that for a second. I'll just say it again. It's not all or nothing. When you talk to them, keep the door open. Say, you know, hey, no problem. I'll talk to you in a few months. See what happens. You don't need to say, I'm waiting for you to hit high noon. You sound like you're at about 7 o'clock. I'll wait. You know. Next time you talk to them, oh, you're at 8:30 now. Okay, I got it. And just wait. And once they hit it, they can say, okay, fine, show me this thing. I'm open, I'm ready. Last thing for this session. And if you can grasp this, as apprentices heading to become professionals, everything will change for you. If you can grasp this single concept. There are no good and no bad experiences in prospecting. Only learning experiences. Every single experience is valuable. You can learn from it. There's no good and there's no bad. It blows up in your face. They laugh at you. Learn from it. They said, no, I have a real job. Learn from it. No good and no bad. Treat it as a big life experiment. If I was doing a 3-day session with you guys, you know what I would do? I would have you go prospect 10 people. Just straight up. And say, you wouldn't be interested in an opportunity, would you? And only say that. And come back and tell us what you learned. Because you'd learn something in that process. Just from that simple little exercise. No good and no bad. Oh, this was a good one. Here's what makes it good. If you remember what you did to apply to the next time. It's not the result that matters. It's the learning that matters. If you're going to become a professional, it's not the act that matters, it's the skill that mattered. Right? And there's no bad. The worst thing in the world you can learn from. So you know what? I was too much there. Or you know what? I apologized like crazy on that one. I can't believe it. I apologized like crazy. And I begged and I crawled. I was all strong. And then I got in front of this person I respect and I crumbled like a little girl. Or a little boy. No good. No bad. Just learning. No good. No bad. Just learning. We are experimenting with the world. We are practicing our craft with the world. All we're doing is learning and learning and learning and learning and learning and learning so we get comfortable and we make this thing part of what we do. What do I do for a living? I rescue people from desperate lives. How do I do that? I practiced. I talked to so many and I learned so many lessons that I figured out a way to, a little bit quicker, take the blinders off, look at something else. I realized the fact that I wasn't going to be able to convince people that I had to wait for them to get to high noon. But more importantly, I had to have the skill to make sure that I got back in front of them at high noon. These are things that you learn. No good, no bad, just learning. Is that helpful? Okay. So, next session, we're going to talk about how to talk to people. So we'll take a break.
This concludes CD 4, and you are now ready for CD 5, titled Power Prospecting, Talking to People. Thank you for listening to Eric Worre's Go Pro, How to Become a Network Marketing Professional audio album. For more business building resources, visit networkmarketingpro.com. This audio recording is copyright protected through U.S. and international laws. No portion may be reproduced, duplicated, or distributed in any form. Thank you.